This Shabbos, we celebrate Shvi Shel Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach, which commemorates the splitting of the ocean of the sea. And before I start, I just wanted to dedicate this Refuah Shleima for Chaim Baruch Ben Rachel Malka, Nava Dina Bat Sterna, and Rivka Chana Bat Zipporah. They should all be Zocha to a Refuah Shleima. So here we are. We came out of Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, first night of Pesach. And now, a week later, we are commemorating, we're celebrating the experience of going through the split sea and being saved miraculously from Mitzrayim, from the Egyptians. So the Torah describes for us before this, as we're running or being chased by the Egyptians, the night before the splitting, we look back and we see the Egyptian army coming with all of its might. We look the other way and we see an ocean. We're trapped. And Bnei Yisrael turns to Moshe and they said, what is this about? Like, it's enough. Wouldn't it have been just better to have us been buried in Egypt than taking us out to die in the desert? So what do we need this for? And Moshe tells them, don't worry. Don't despair. Deliverance, salvation will come. You'll be saved. Hashem is going to battle for you. The next thing we see in the Torah is a very strange line. The Torah tells us in its Perek Yedaled in Exodus 14, verse 15, God says to Moshe, Ma titzak elai, why are you crying out to me, Moshe? So you look back, and there's nothing in the Torah that tells us that Moshe had been calling out or crying out to God. Rashi helps us out here. He fills in the blank, and he said that Moshe stopped. He was davening to God, and now God is saying to Moshe, what are you doing? Now's not the time for davening. So first, it's very strange that the Torah leaves out that part. So we have to actually kind of put it together ourselves. But what's going on here? So by the fact that God is telling Moshe, Ma titzak elai, and even if you go back two sentences where Moshe is telling the Jewish people that they're going to be saved, Moshe already knows that they're going to be saved. So now, then the question is, so what is he doing? Why is he stopping to daven? And so the answer is Moshe is concerned that the attribution of this incredible miracle that's about to occur is going to be given to him, meaning that the Jewish people are going to say Moshe is the one who split the ocean, not God. So what does Moshe do? He says, I'm going to stop now. I'm going to make a big display of davening. And then we'll have the splitting of the sea, and they'll know that it was not me, but it was God. But God says to Moshe, Ma titzak elai, why are you calling out now? Now is not the time. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yiso, tell the Israelites to go forward. So basically God is saying, Moshe, you're worried about the spiritual development of the Jewish people. Now is not the time. We'll worry about that later. So I heard this many, many years ago from Rabbi Yitzchak Twersky, Shlita, and he gave a beautiful analogy. He said, you're at home, the baby's in its room, and all of a sudden, the baby starts crying. So you have two options. You first go in there and you determine that the baby's hungry. So now you have two options. You can run into the kitchen, leave the baby crying. You have two hands, you're free, and you can quickly put that formula together and then come running back in. Or you can pick up the baby, comfort the baby right away, and okay, so it'll take you an extra few minutes to make the formula with one hand, but at least the baby shouldn't sit there for an extra moment crying and upset. And he said that's exactly what's going on here. Hashem says to Moshe, Ma titzak elai, you're worried about their spiritual development? Now is not the time. They shouldn't be even for an extra moment suffering any type of stress and anguish over the fact that they're trapped. We'll worry about their spiritual development later. Take them now and go. There's no time for them to even for an extra moment to have to suffer in any way. So we see, when we think about this incredible event, we are able to experience an incredible, incredible display. But we're also able to see this incredible love that Hashem had for us in this act of, and it's almost like you have like bookends. We're here on the first night of Pesach, Hashem takes us out in this incredible, powerful way. And then when it comes to the seventh day of Pesach, it's like the closing of this chapter, where we have again Hashem coming. And what's interesting is, if you look at the there's a progression in the Pesukim here in chapter 14, where we first see a Malach Elokim, an angel of God. And Elokim, it's actually even harsh in a certain sense. There's a certain judgment that's going on with this angel. But two verses later, we see that it's God, Vayol Hashem et Hayam, that God himself is the one who's splitting the sea. And so, again, we have the beginning of Pesach, and now we have the seventh day of Pesach, the two bookends of where Hashem comes down, and we at the Yom Tov, it says that we saw Hashem in with such clarity that even a maidservant saw things in terms of the revelation of God that Yechezkel and Buzi, the great prophet Yechezkel, was not able to see. And so, but at the same time, we see this idea that Matitzakilai, Hashem is telling Moshe, you can't let my baby, my children, Klal Yisrael, they shouldn't even cry for an extra moment, because now is not the time. I'm not worried about their spiritual development as much as I want them to be able to get through this and to show them the comfort that they shouldn't have to suffer for even an extra moment. And so this incredible act of love. And so there are times when we go through difficulties where it could be in terms of finding a match or in making a living. And so we have many different Talmudic pieces that talk about this idea that the difficulty of, you know, of splitting the sea is equal to, you know, the difficulty of finding proper livelihood or finding a proper mate, things of that nature. There's some kind of tie-in. But the truth is that what really should be understood here is that what we have is Hashem has in history and embedded in history in terms of the time of the year, is that when we come to a Pesach, when we come to a Shvi Shel Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach, what Hashem did for us then is so much apparent now if we're willing to let ourselves feel that power and feel that love and that care. And so when we come to a seventh day of Pesach, when we relive this experience of the splitting of the sea, that Hashem changed the laws of nature for us, for his people, that again, this is a secondary, like first we have the first day of Pesach, seventh day of Pesach, these bookends of where Hashem is coming down himself and showing us this incredible display of his love for us as a people. And so therefore, when we come to the seventh day of Pesach, we should open ourselves up, tap into that incredible power, this incredible energy of what a seventh day of Pesach is, and realize that it's not some kind of something that happened years ago and it's historical, some long lost historical event, but rather when we come to this special Shabbos, that same incredible display and power and energy, that love that Hashem displayed for us in the act of the splitting of the sea and what led up to it, is still very much there. And so we should be able to tap into this incredible energy, and we should be able to finish off Pesach and to be able to take this experience, open up, and let it seep in, and then take it with us as we begin our journey of the Sfira of counting towards the Mamar Har Sinai. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos, a Chag Kasher, and a Sameach.